Hello, UCB Longform Conversations podcast listener. This is a quick programming note before today's episode. Hope you guys have been liking the new format of this show. If you've noticed, there's no host on this show. This show is a La Ronde, and we've got a La Ronde happening in New York City and in Los Angeles. We're representing both coasts of our UCB community on this podcast, and we hope you guys have been enjoying it. If you have, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes.com/UCB Comedy. That's how we know whether or not you guys like this thing, if it's valuable to you as improv fans. Also, iTunes reviews are a great way to start bits, guys. It's a great opportunity to do some bits, and we would encourage you to do that. iTunes.com/UCB Comedy. Let us know what you think of this podcast and subscribe for new episodes every single Monday right here on this feed. Next week, we're going to pick up our New York City La Ronde with host Alex Song and guest Natasha Vainblatt, so stay tuned for that. We'll pick up the L.A. La Ronde in a few weeks, where Dan Black will be the next host, guest, to be determined, not yet recorded. And today's episode is our very first palate cleanser episode. So we're taking a break from the La Ronde for UCB Theater and UCB Training Center staff to talk directly to you about, well, whatever the fuck they want to talk about. Today, New York Artistic Director Shannon O'Neill sits down with former Artistic Director Nate Dern to talk about the Del Close Marathon. We hope you guys are getting excited for DCM 18. It's coming. It's coming June 24th to 26th here in New York City, a three-day improv marathon, long-form improv, bit shows, podcasts. That's right, podcast this year, guys. For the first time, we've got a podcast lounge coming your way. All sorts of excitement happening June 24 to 26 here in New York City. And today, in preparation for the festival, Shannon and Nate are going to talk about the history of DCM. How has the festival evolved over time? And as artistic directors who are responsible for programming DCM, how has the programming evolved? So really awesome conversation, our first palate cleanser. We hope you guys enjoy it. And if you do, review us on iTunes.
Warning, what you're about to hear is an extremely nerdy conversation about long-form improv comedy.
Everybody, welcome to a special edition of Long Form Conversations. Normally, this podcast is two people talking about improv, what they love about it, what they hate about it, I don't know, all that shit. But today, you have two very special guests, myself, Shannon O'Neill, current Artistic Director of UCB Theater New York, and former Artistic Director, Nate Dern.
Hello. I'm excited to be here, Shannon.
Yes, I'm excited to be here, too. So we're both here. We're basically going to just have a conversation and talk about the Del Close Marathon, which is a annual festival that the UCB Theater New York puts on every year. And this year will be the 18th annual DCM. We'll call it DCM from now on. That stands for Del Close Marathon. So Nate and I have both programmed this fucking nightmare.
This beast of a magical weekend.
Yes. So we thought this would be a nice, fun inside scoop to listeners. We can do like a brief history of it, and then Nate and I can just talk about what it's like to program the marathon, be a part of it, a participant. We've had all angles of it, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Came to it first as, when I was a student, and DCM weekend was just like took something that I loved so much already and then like put it on steroids, and you could see it for 72 hours straight. And then doing it as a performer was amazing. And then getting to plan it was a very cool arc to see all sides of it. Yeah. And now to be on the other side of never having to plan it again is even, that's the best part yet.
Will I have that feeling one day? let's just do a little bit of a history. I guess like myself also, my first DCM I think was the third. So I wasn't at the first two, but I was at the third, which would have been 2001. And it was very small back then. So we'll start. If you're ever at the UCB Training Center, there's a wall. I would call it in the picnic table area. There's a wall that has programs from, I believe, two. DCM 2 through up through 15. It doesn't have 16, 17, or the future 18 up there yet. So it started as just a I could be wrong for the first one, but I think the program's not there, but I believe it was just like 24 hours. I think it was like that's what mm-hmm. it was over a weekend of just like 24 hours of improv at the 22nd Street Theater, which was roughly 80 seats, mm-hmm. Black Box. So it's one stage. Guys, wait till you see how this escalates. It's insane. Second year, same thing, just one stage. Looks like it was 8 p.m. Friday till 2 a.m. Sunday. So it looks like they extended it.
So already just one stage, a little more than 24 hours of improv. That's already way more improv than anyone ever needs. But yeah. we decided to take it further.
Yes. And there were little breaks, but we're talking 8 p.m. show, 10:30 p.m., 12 a.m., 1:30 a.m., 2:30 a.m. So these are like hour to half hour long shows through the middle of the night. And then, yeah, these are all, wow, hour and half hour slots, everything. We took that away eventually. year three, still one stage. Now we're calling it 52 hours of improv. So that's a Friday through Sunday night. We're still looking at half hour slots here, guys. Everyone's got a half hour slot. Congratulations to those in the past. DCM 14. Oh, now it's up to 52 and a half hours of improv.
Whoa.
We've added a half hour.
How many stages at this point?
This is still one stage. Yep, started Friday. I remember it. Friday at 6 p.m. with Delmonic Interviews, which was like a documentary on Del Close.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember that. Yeah. Anyone's ever seen that? And then look at this. The first show was at 7:30 p.m. was Mother. The 8 o'clock show was Weird Ass. Oh, man, Weird Ass that got me. I think that was the first year I saw Weird Ass. And
what,
I was like,
what was Weird Ass all about?
Weird Ass was Stephanie Weir and Bob Dassey. It was a two-person, their husband and wife. I don't know if they were married back then, but they're husband and wife, and they did this two-person improv that was just amazing and patient and real and grounded and just acting the fuck out of it. It was awesome. And they got an hour slot, so they went from 8 to 9. And then it was Roberts and Roberts, which was Katie Roberts and Ian Roberts. Feature, The Swarm. Oh, man.
Wow, a lot of big hitters. A
lot of big, big hitters. And then, yeah, we're going. Again, everyone got a half-hour slot up until all the way through the end, which was ASCAT. So they would do three ASCATs. Now we're at the fifth Del Close Marathon. 2003, we're up to two stages.
Okay. We expanded.
Now we're up.
We doubled.
We've doubled stages. Gotham City Improv was the second stage, and then the UCB Chelsea, 307 West 26th Street. So we're at Chelsea. We're at Chelsea the year before, too, I think. Now we're at six. This is 2004. What do we got? We're now saying 74 hours of fully improvised comedy on two stages. I think we're just adding the hours up for this one. So that's two stages. And it was UCB and Chelsea. I can't see the second stage. Sorry,
so
guys.
So we've added the hours up. Like, if you ran two half marathons 6 months apart, you could say you did a full marathon. That's sort of...
Yeah.
That's what we're doing at this point.
Okay, seventh annual, we're at two stages. It's UCB, Chelsea, and then Abington Theater. I think that's where it was the year before, too. Abington is the second stage. Now we're at, we don't have the hours listed this time. Oh, no, I'm sorry, three.
Ooh.
Three stages, UCB, Abington. Abington had two stages. That's what it was. There was two stages at Abington. There was a main one and a small one. So now we're up to three stages. DCM 7, three stages. DCM 8, three stages.
Who's kicking off DCM 8?
Oh, DCM 8. Oh, man, I didn't take a good photo of it. Sorry, guys. You're going to have to go look your fucking selves.
I'm going to guess Mother.
You're going to guess Mother?
Yeah.
It looks like it was something Chicago, L.A.
Okay.
It said Chicago Blast. I don't know. I can't tell what it is. I just took a brief photo. Okay, so that was 8. DCM 9, we're still at three stages, but it says 170 groups. Three stages, 170 groups. So those numbers are increasing, the number of groups. It still looks like half-hour slots. Yep, half-hour slots. DCM, which one is this? What did I just say? I'm already losing track.
This would be 9?
8, 9. Yeah, This one is over 150 shows on 4 stages. So DCM 9, so that's, we're now halfway through what we've done. And it's only 4 stages. I say only.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that must have been easy to program. Everyone's got half-hour slots. Congratulations. Oh, that was 10.
So we're into the point where probably Anthony King was programming at this point. Right?
Yeah, Anthony King. God bless you, Anthony King. This, whoever had to program this ever, it's a task. So now we're at DCM 11, and we are up to over 200 groups. Oh, you know what? This flyer, it didn't have a lot of information on it, so I couldn't tell. I think at this point it's gotten so big that it's like a flyer. Like the program is like several pages.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess we're probably still 4 stages, 5 stages for DCM 11. But it's saying over 200 groups.
Wow.
It's a lot. DCM 12, over 150 shows. All right, so we're getting slightly. Let's see if I can see who. I didn't take a good photo. Oh, it looks like I think we started doing some 15-minute shows here.
Okay, bumping up the numbers.
Because it's saying 115, 130, but that just could be the design. Now we're at DCM 13, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stages. DCM 13 was only 5 stages. God damn you, Alex Sidis. That's the directing manager who always loves to add. Suddenly, the steroids started. DCM 13, 5 stages. DCM 14, 7 stages.
There we go. Added
boom.
Two.
Added 2 stages. DCM 14, he added 2 stages. Now we're at 7 stages, 392 groups.
Wow.
And then DCM 15, 7 stages, 420 shows. So
420 shows.
So you added it like a little less than 30. Over four. It says 420 shows at 7 stages, 56 hours. So DCM 15 was like, the way it works is, I think once we started getting up there, so DCM 14, adding those 2 stages was clearly a test run for DCM 15.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We wanted it to be a big one.
Yeah. Let's see if we can handle 7 stages and all these people. And then DCM 15, that was like the big one. Was that your first one?
Yeah.
So talk about that, because I think that being your just programming DCM is insane, but a special one, 15, because this was the year we started flying people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk
about that. So we wanted DCM 15 to be a very special one for the 15th anniversary of the Del Close Marathon, and with the help of Alex Sidtis, we decided to make it a big one. So for the first time, we flew out some of our very special alumni and current performers from the LA Theater who we missed and wanted to make sure that we had them doing their signature shows or classic shows they'd done from the past. And it was a little bit, being on the planning side as artistic director my first year doing that, it was a little trial by fire. Because there are people who, you know, for film festivals and different comedy festivals around the world and the country, there are people who their whole job is just like planning a festival. And so this is, you have to plan a pretty major festival on top of all the other normal artistic director duties that you're doing. And it's a wild ride, but very fun when you have that final product and you're looking at the schedule that you put together. It's a very cool thing to see.
And it was like when the marathon first started, it was just basically mainly performers from UCB putting up their shows, and people would submit special like DCM only shows. I think the first one I went to, Michael Delaney and Andy Secunda did a show that they only did at DCM called Nailed Down, and someone would come out. They would get, I think I got to do it like the second year they did it. I was like, can I nail your shoes down? Like, it was like a very exciting thing. So they would get 2 people to come out, nail their shoes to the stage inside. And then, so however those shoes were laid out, Secunda and Delaney had to come out and then put their feet in it. And then they just did a 2-person scene nailed down to their shoes. So that was like a special DCM only show.
That's great.
Maybe they did it other times, but I think it was just like that special kind of thing. So it was very much within the small community of UCB. And then as it got bigger, people were like, I guess like Weird Ass would have been I think they came in from Chicago. So then it kind of was like Chicago, New York, and then...
And it made sense that teams from Chicago would want to come celebrate Del Close.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there might have been people from Chicago in the first one, too, I'm sure. And then it was... there were so many... Like, indie scene had started, so then I remember my... I had an indie group for the... It was probably the... I think it was the third year. The first DCM I went to, I also performed in. So I got to experience DCM with, like, my indie group, which was called Toast at the time. So then it started getting bigger and bigger. And now, I think it used to be, like, you would mail in submissions.
Mm-hmm.
You would fill out something, mail something in. If you had a
DVD, yeah, if you had,
DVD,
like, a VHS tape, a DVD, yeah.
Maybe a VHS, DVD, yeah. Like, people would
probably
mail
DVD,
them in.
Yeah.
And the artistic department at that time would just, like, screen all these things, go through them, and choose that way. And then eventually it went to a submission online. I don't know what year that would have been.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was the online system was already in place when I started, and there's already kind of like...
And what year was that?
So that would have been 3-4 years ago. Is that right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 4 summers ago.
4 summers ago?
Is that right?
No,
no,
can't
five
be.
Summers ago.
Yeah, because 4 summers you were almost artistic director.
Oh yeah, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, but then once it was like you just fill out a form online, it became easier for the artistic department to track, but also became easier to submit a show.
So the number of submissions increased by a ton.
Yes.
How many submissions did we get this year? And how many last year?
Last year, and when I would say total shows submitted, and that is going to include like a Herald team or a Lloyd team, mm-hmm. or our regular shows are all part of that, because the artistic department technically like submits those shows,
right.
On the computer. Last year it was a little over 2,100.
Oh my gosh.
So
there's probably like 12 slots at the first DCM to having 2,100
submissions.
Wow.
Yeah, 2,100 submissions last year. And then this year for DCM 18, I got a little over 1,700.
Wow.
But this was the first year that we added a fee, submission
Ooh.
Fee.
And very nice Corvette that I saw parked outside, by the way.
$5. I mean, you can do the math. $5 times. And not all those people paid $5. There were special codes that I had to give to people.
Is Corvette the best car reference I could have done? Is that an expensive car still?
I don't...
Maserati,
probably
that'd be
is.
Cool. That's cool,
I mean, cars,
right?
If you own a car in general, I think it's like, oh, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But if a normal festival, I know I've submitted to sketch and improv festivals, and there's anywhere from like a $20 to $50 submission fee.
Yeah, I just submitted a short film to some film festivals. Yeah, it's like $40 and up for all that.
Yeah, so it's, and you have to like fill out paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you could probably do it online at this point for a short film?
Yeah, there's like withoutabox.com kind of centralizes it all. But yeah, you still have to fill out forms and lots of stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff. But anytime, like, yeah, like $40, that's going to deter people. But when it's free and you can just like submit whatever you want.
Especially when there's the culture of bit shows, which is a big part of DCM now. And people love submitting lots of bit show ideas.
Yeah. So once the festival got so big, it came to a point. There was a point, I think my first DCM, there was like a 2 to 4 hour block in the middle of the night, probably from like 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. or something like that. And it was a it was a show that was essentially a very like psychedelic jam. It was called Drunken Sonic Assault.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone could participate in it. It was like a jam, and then Besser would be in the booth playing different music, fucking with the lights, giving kind of like directives, because it's a party atmosphere, so some people are, like, drunk. They're probably high. Gosh knows what else. So that was, like, this big two-hour trunk. And then there'd be, like, other silly bit shows. There was something called Wicked Fucking Quia, which would get, like, a half-hour slot. And that was a group of improvisers from Boston.
And still happens to this day, Wicked Fucking Quia.
Yes, it does. But that was a very, like, that would be called a bit show. It only happens at DCM. And it's improvisers that all grew up in Boston area, and now they do this show. They now all live in New York and are UCB people, and they do a show where they're a short-form group from Boston, and they just really hammer on those accents, do a lot of, like, Boston cliche stuff. But back in the day, it was, it was like, Amy Poehler and Jason Mantzoukas, and I think the Cordries, Jess Allen, Jackie Clark. It was like a lot of like heavy, the old time heavy hitters. And people would be sitting on shoulders to fit into the 22nd Street Theater just to everyone. Like that was the show everyone wanted to see was Wicked Fucking Kuya.
I feel like there was a lot of beer slamming. At last DCM, did Kevin Hines tackle Will Hines during that show?
It was like two DCMs ago.
Yeah.
It gets violent. There's like beer on the floor, people licking
slip.
It.
Yeah.
People slip and fall. It's very violent. This is very hard to describe DCM to your parents.
But trust us, it's really great improv.
Yeah, because it would be, a group would come in at 4 a.m. and do long-form improv. And I think it became, people realized it's very hard. And back then, there might be only like 4 or 5 people in the audience. It was very much like you're doing it just for like the event of it.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'll do it for 4 people at 4 a.m. This is cool. I'm a part of this neat thing. I'll do a 30 minutes of long-form improv. And then it was like, we need something else.
Yeah.
And so these bit shows started to evolve. And they used to be a half hour,
mm-hmm.
and then you smartly, Nate Dern, cut them down.
Yeah, and I think it was Besser's idea to cut them down, and mm-hmm. we tried it where I think we had some that were 5 minutes. We had some that were really short, just to be like a short burst of energy, mm-hmm. which I think some people like, because some of the bit shows, basically, it's like a one-joke idea, and then once you've seen it a few times, that's it.
Yeah, like the Bono scene. So it's like 15... people coming out dressed as Bono doing a mono scene,
right.
And they're all Bono.
Yeah.
The Bono scene. You don't need to watch that for 30 minutes or 15 minutes.
Right.
Probably like 5-10 minutes max is enough.
What are your plans for this year for the length of some of the bit shows? What are you going to do?
I tried 5-minute ones last year. And I can't, or no, you did 5-minute ones mm-hmm. for DCM 16.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of Beyonce bit ones, and you like strung all the Beyonce ones together.
Yeah, I put a bunch of Beyonce ones together, and then I put a bunch, it was True Detective was big, so I put a bunch mm-hmm. of like Time is a Flat Circle and True Detective ones together. But then I made a mistake, and one like real long form group just by chance had a True Detective name. And I put them in that block, so it was like a bunch of bit shows, and then just a team that just by chance had that name who tried to do a real improv set, and then back to like True Detective bit shows.
There's
a lot of like McConaughey impressions. Yeah.
I believe I did. I might have done a few 5-minute ones last year.
It might be too short. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it depends on what it is. Like I think a Beyonce thing for 5 minutes might be fine if you have so many of them. I think the thing that I notice is now that I'm charging $5, which is compared to, I think like 20 to 50 is like the average
for like all other festivals.
An improv or sketch festival. That $5 I think has deterred people because I think they think, I don't think I've seen, I'd have to, I haven't gone through the bit shows yet.
Yeah.
It's now, what are we, April 22nd. So I have about a week.
This is going to be a long week.
This is a long week. I have about a week left to get through all the submissions to accept or reject. I'm about 40% done at this point. I haven't seen a lot of, I thought I would see more Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen like a couple as I've scrolled through them.
Yeah.
But I think if I was like, I'm going to pay $5 to submit a bit show, I probably in my head would be like, someone else is probably doing Hamilton.
Right, you got to kind of play the odds.
You got to play.
There's probably going to be another Hamilton.
Is.
But then you have a situation where everyone thinks someone else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, Kitty Genovese, where you think someone else is going to call the cops so you don't do it?
And then it's yes, this is a murder, a woman's murder reference. You're referencing a woman's murder in Kew Gardens, Queens.
Yeah, that's what submitting a DCM bit show is like now.
Yeah. I think it'll probably be like 10, 15-minute blocks.
Nice.
Maybe a couple fives. And I have plans to, so right now bit shows are at, even like last year was 15, if we look at it was, what did I say it was? 7 stages?
DCM 15, seven stages. Including, we had that big SVA stages.
Yeah.
Doing some big ticket shows that you could buy
and then
just for those instead of the pass.
DCM 16, that was the last one that you programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember how many stages that was?
And you had come on, you were helping at that point.
Yeah, in the associate position.
Yeah.
But you still do all the program.
At that point.
The artistic director.
I think that was still 7.
Still 7?
Yeah.
And then I guess we jumped to 9.
Mm-hmm.
last year.
So we did another two, added two.
Yeah. Yeah, DCM 17 was 9 stages. And DCM 18 is 9 stages with improv. And then we're using our, we have a party space. It's another part of the marathon. We could talk about the marathon for probably like hours and hours. But part of the culture of the marathon is having all these people now come around. It's international at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We have groups from like Poland, Australia, Iceland, London, Canada. We've had teams from Japan. I don't think we have anyone in Japan this year.
Mm-hmm.
But so everyone comes, and we want – the awesome thing is all these improvisers are meeting each other. They're getting in line for shows. They're performing. And we wanted – I forget what year it was. Was it 15? Was that the first party space?
I think there was one before that even, yeah. Because I remember going to one as a performer, so before I planned it.
Yeah.
But it was just like one of the first party spaces we had got shut down. Do you remember that? Because it was in like a bar that was between owners, and we just...
Oh, was it Dino's party?
Yeah.
Dino's was the first.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
got shut down because there was like, it's not licensed for this, but we didn't know that, or it's kind of a... We had just like wheeled in kegs or something.
Yeah, we used to be able to have parties at the UC at Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. So,
the back hallway of Chelsea would just be packed with improvisers from all over, all just like dripping in each other's sweat.
Yeah.
Kegs of beer. The theater provides free beer for all the performers. We're cool. And then events led to us being like, well, we can't have parties back there anymore.
It got too big to have the party in the back hallway.
Yeah.
So we had to have the party space.
So we got Dino's party. There's a place called Dino's Bikini Bar. That was on 8th Avenue. And it was shut down months before DCM. And it was like, let's use that space. So it's just like an abandoned bar.
Abandoned bar just down the street.
Down the street.
Seemed like it made a lot of sense to have it there.
Yes. And the proper permits weren't acquired. And so the cops like shut it down the first night at like midnight. And then we just had to be, I think we got it reopened the next day.
Yeah.
But just had to be like super careful only to have like beer. And then we moved to another party space because Dino's realized it wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we got another bigger one on like 26th Street across from Hill Country.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 2 floors.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just like sweaty.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe there's an AC unit problem. AC broke, and then like maybe a water.
It was pouring
line
rain.
Broke,
that it was pouring rain and humid that weekend.
Yeah, so we all had to move onto 1 floor.
All the dudes had their shirts off.
Yeah, it was so what a sweaty mess.
It was a sweaty mess, but people loved it.
It was fun.
And then we moved to another space. I forget where it was and what it was called, but that was nice. It had like a deck.
Yeah, that was like a proper event space.
Yeah.
It was maybe a little too small still.
Yeah.
Because the outdoor deck only allowed a certain number of people, so there's like a long line.
Uh-huh.
There's a line outside that I think there's a club next door that complained about us, and then the cops came. Yeah.
Cops come to all of them.
Yeah, that's a frequent occurrence. Yeah.
And now we have a party space that's like on the west side. It's kind of near the West Side Highway. It's another event space, but it's huge.
And I've had some success there a couple of years in a row now.
Yeah, we'll be there for our third year. But we're using – so that space is – the party space is for the performers. So if you're performing in DCM, you can buy a performer wristband pass. And that gets you into shows you have to wait in line for, like anybody else, and also gets you access to the party space where we have beer for the 21 and over. We have soda for anyone under 21. We provide food during the day. This is all, I mean, it's all part of the $30-$35 you pay for your wristband. But this year we're adding during the day from, it could change, but the afternoon, probably like a 5-6 hour block, we're going to have podcasts.
Oh, cool.
At the party space. So that's kind of like a 10th stage.
Ooh,
in
neat.
A way.
Yeah.
Even though it's like already a venue that we have rented and staffed, we're going to use it during the day, Saturday, Sunday, to have podcast recordings.
That makes a lot of sense.
So people, but it's only for performers that have wristbands to come in, so the general audience isn't allowed. So that adds 10 shows or so. And then the Magnet Theater, which we started using last year. Lovely, awesome theater.
Very cool.
Part of the improv community. I would say friends.
Yeah.
Good friends of the theater.
Absolutely.
They, we rented them out last year, and this year we're using them again. And I'm going to expand the hours there. So it'll go
awesome.
Probably like 18 hours. And so I think I'll have some bit shows at the Magnet Theater.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But I'll be kind to the Magnet.
Nice.
No wicked fucking queers.
Yeah.
Let the bits be crazy at Chelsea. Yeah. But yeah, I hope to expand there. So it is getting bigger. I think last year was like 680 15 shows, and this year it'll probably be 650 shows.
Wow. So it seems like it grows every year.
Yeah.
At some point, will we hit a wall, or are we just going to keep growing?
We have to.
It seems like it, yeah.
Already this year, yeah. I'm just like, yeah. But when we hit 20, I don't know. 20 is just...
We're going to want to do something big.
Yeah, DCM 20 is going to be like Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I feel like we did have a conversation at one point that was like, what if ASCAT was at Carnegie Hall? Yeah. I feel like we briefly looked into it and it didn't make sense.
But, yeah, I don't think it makes sense at all. Maybe it does. But yeah, so the Delcos Marathon is it's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a lot of volunteers, a small staff, I'd say like a staff that fits around a normal size conference table that plans it.
Yeah.
The different things from line control. You have people in the box offices at all these different venues.
All hours of the night.
All hours of the night. You have managers, all of our interns that normally work for us. We get volunteers from performers that are coming in. It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Because it's constant improv. I don't know of any other festival that does that.
Yeah. I don't think so. Not on this scale, yeah.
No. What are we doing?
And it's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. I love improv and I've done it for a long time, but DCM always like gives me a booster shot of my improv love, I feel like every year.
Yeah. And if you like follow me on social media, for the next like 2 weeks, I'll be like bitching and complaining.
Yeah. This is like the toughest, or I remember it being like the most stressful time of the year. You're so busy because it's all the regular stuff, then plus this.
Yeah, being AD is like at least a minimum 60-hour-a-week job.
And then
DCM is like another probably 30 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, oh no.
I'll spend this weekend. Yeah. I spend nights up. It's crazy. Because, artistic, we program it.
Yeah.
We do it. We reach out because we have other, like, we have those big venues.
Mm-hmm.
So we have ASCAT at FIT, but then you have, I don't think I can say who we have.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It's not anything, but I just feel I don't want to jinx it.
Not yet.
But I don't want to jinx it. But in the just like in the past, we've had like improvised Shakespeare, Gravid Water. They do our bigger venues, which are our premium tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that it's like you have to book.
And
it's summertime. Yeah. It's right before July 4th.
And a lot of our UCB performers and alumni are really talented and in demand, so they sometimes like book movies or TV shows last minute, and then you have to scramble to find a replacement and all kinds of
because it works the same as the theater. It is nice we were able to like fly people out and put them up at hotels, but still no one still gets paid to perform. So if someone's like booked a movie, I can't do it. You can't be like, what? It's like, go do that movie.
Yeah, we understand.
We understand. Yeah. We're not paying you. Like this is like it's a fun thing. I do, and I had a couple people that can't make it this year, and they are, like, genuinely upset.
I can't make it this year.
No, really?
My sister's getting married that weekend, and it's the first DCM that I've missed since I started going as a student, like, 9 years ago. So,
yeah. People have to tell their families, like, don't get married the last weekend of June.
Yeah, I do. Like, I usually, I block it out in my calendar. Yeah, but I guess my sister didn't care.
That's okay.
I'll see if I can convince her to let me do an improv set at her wedding.
Oh, God. What else can we say about DCM?
We could talk, like, do you have a favorite DCM memory or a DCM memory you wouldn't mind sharing? I feel like some of the late night shows are some of them are just bad, but they're still fun. But then some are like transformatively amazing. Like sometimes I can't remember the name of it that John Gemberling and Gil Azari do.
Danielle and Devine.
Yeah. When they first submitted it, the premise of the show was so like convoluted, but it was like that they represent the collective unconscious of the audience or something.
Right.
But they also speak in unison or are the same entity.
Yeah.
And they wear these gold bodysuits and kind of like walk over the audience.
Yeah, Gemberling and Gil. One wears a gold bodysuit and one wears a black bodysuit.
That's right, yeah.
And then they have masks, like a gold mask.
The Sleep No More mask,
Just over their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like
masquerade.
Oh, it is like, masquerade. Yeah. Like, so I guess like Sleep No More, like the workers at Sleep No More.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's the fun thing of like just seeing in the bit shows
That couldn't happen anywhere else any weekend of the year.
And you, just as the ADs, knowing who Gemberling and Gill are, and if it just says, we are the collective unconscious of the audience, it's like, oh, yeah, I don't know what this is, but I can't, you're getting a slot.
Yeah, I trust that this will
trust
be something. Yeah.
That this will be something. And it is, I would say, like, recent years, that's, like, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And the great part of programming DCM is I can also you may have to make sure it's a multi-level thing of like that the programming is good for the audience, mm-hmm. that each block kind of accomplishes certain things, like killer shows, kind of like shows from outside New York, represents like as much as possible, and then they're like these solid blocks, make sure the performers as much as possible. The performers are having a wonderful experience. This is like thousands of people that you have to consider when programming.
Yeah.
But then I also am like, oh, what do I want? But I think I've got a good eye for like, I think I'm like, I'm the perfect DCM audience because
right.
I fell in love with it my first year.
Right.
I was like, wait, I got to see Weird Ass that blew my mind as an improviser. And then I participated in this weird thing called Drunken Sonic Assault.
Yeah.
Where I was like drunk on stage and being given these like fun directives and just like having fun in this like very like judge free and like still vulnerable thing and being like, this is great, we're all being fucking weirdos
right.
together, I don't know you
yeah.
but we're hugging each other because we were told to hug
right.
and it's not invasive, it wasn't like creepy, so it's like all those different levels, which is great about DCM. So
yeah,
so part of the programming I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna put, I would love to watch Daniel and Devine followed by Josh Sharp and Matt Denny just doing the most intense sexual positions that they could do as two men, followed by three black guys doing a KKK, like in a KKK. Like, there's like, those are the things that pop up. Like,
right.
these just like, what you would probably, people would view as like, it's a, DCM can be a big test of like what offends you.
Yeah, I was a part of a Muhammad Prov last year.
Oh, you guys bailed.
Dressed up as the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then right when we got on stage.
You guys bailed.
What happened? Like,
you guys just did regular improv, I think.
Well, we kept breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
So we did like a little bit of Muhammad Prov, but then we felt so bad or weird. The audience didn't like it. It's one of the least well-received improv shows I've ever been a part of.
I think that's what DCM is, though. It's experimenting.
Yeah, you got to push those boundaries, I guess.
There's I would say, yeah, Daniel Devine's like a highlight of mine. When I first saw like Baby Wants Candy was my first exposure to musical improv.
Oh,
that
amazing.
Was like,
yeah.
I don't know. That was like Chelsea. That was a Chelsea, one of the first DCMs at Chelsea, seeing him on that stage.
That's cool.
Was like, oh, this is cool. It was like, because that was like McBrayer, Peter Gwynn. I forget who else was. Probably Rebecca Drysdale. I can't remember, but I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
When you're exposed to like this new thing, or there used to be a group called Code Duello.
Mm-hmm.
I should look those guys up. They haven't done it in a while. It would be very timely. It was a Hamilton and Burr.
Oh, wow.
Duel. Do you not remember
no,
that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. They were from
cool.
Boston. So they were Hamilton and Burr. And it was a half-hour improv set leading up to
the
duel. So, like, you didn't know. It was almost like they improvised why they eventually had to have the duel.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was the first time improvised Shakespeare showed up. That was like mind-blowing.
That's always,
still mind-blowing.
I feel like that's when I ask people their favorites at DCM or after, I feel like improvised Shakespeare is often, for people who have never seen it before, yeah, it's like
mind-blowing. Those guys are
they're so talented.
That's just like next level. When you get to see that next level stuff.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw, when I was a student, I saw Chad Carter, Owen Burke and Paul Scheer do a three-person mono scene that like blew my mind, that I thought was so good and like next level. I think after I was already AD, we had a Finnish group perform who did like scenes just in Finnish, and it was amazing to watch the audience, like they didn't know what they were saying but still enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
Like you could, it still worked.
It's great. I think our time's up because Nate Dern's got a job.
I have to go back to work.
Yeah, Nate Dern is now works for Funny or Die. He's got to get back there. But this is, yeah, we just want to do like a little, in our own words, explain what DCM is. This might have bored some of you, but we don't care. It's fun. DCM's great. And the goal is for everyone, performers, audience members, even the staff, just to have as much fun for those 3 days. And it is the idea. Oh, my God, we didn't even say this. It is in celebration of Del Close.
Yeah, honoring Del Close.
Honoring Del Close, who was a big inspiration to the UCB4. But I think it does. It's been so long, and it's named after him. It's like just that like additional level of also just like a dedication just to like improv, mm-hmm. long-form improv, and community, and having fun, and partying, yeah. experimenting. Yeah, I love it.
Love it.
Once it arrives, I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah.
That's why.
Exactly.
That's why I've been not sleeping. That's
for
why
weeks.
I haven't been sleeping, and hate everybody. And it happens like, oh, this is the best. It's the best. So we hope you listeners out there come to DCM.
Yeah.
It's June 24th, 25th, and 26th. There's different ways of participating. You can buy a festival pass for the entire weekend, which price will be online. I think it's the same as last year. It's not that. What's the cost to get a pass to like Bonnaroo or like Coachella? Is it like
$100 for a day pass these days?
$100 yeah. for a day pass.
And hundreds of dollars for the weekend.
Hundreds of dollars for the weekends. And UCB is like $35. And you have access to all the stages except for that podcast venue. Unless you're a performer pass. And it just like, and then we also have like additional premium tickets. So you can, if you just want to go see ASCAT, you can buy a ticket just to ASCAT. And that's all you do for the weekend, that's all you have to do. But it's fun, it's great. There's going to be like thousands of people, improvisers in the East Village and in the Chelsea area. If you see them all in a line, that's what they're doing, is they're all waiting to nerd out on some improv. And we hope to see you there, or I do. Nate will be at a wedding.
Yeah, be there for me in spirit, and I'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, or go to Nate's sister's wedding.
Yeah, come on by. It's going to be in Oregon. It's at a farm, I think.
Cool. Look it up. Google Oregon Farm. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.